No. No one's sitting next to me. Yeah, knock yourself out. I know the bar stools over there can be a bit hard, but you're absolutely welcome to sit here on this little couch. If you're anything like me, it gets you away from the big crowds of people over there in the middle. Well, from here, I like to be able to see the rest of the city. You know, the yellow lights of office buildings and apartments, busy little restaurants and street corners. Look, there's a woman walking a little white dog down there on the sidewalk. Kind of sentimental, isn't it? How everyone seems to be having their own bubble, per se. Like, their own complex lives. Wait. You look kind of... Actually, no, never mind. No, it's fine. Here, let me turn on this fireplace. It gets pretty chilly up here on the rooftop. It's kinda cute, right? With these little glass stones and everything. It wasn't really that important. Trust. It's just, you look familiar, is all. But something's kind of different. It's probably just me. Well, yeah. I know that I'll never find out if I don't ask. But I just wouldn't want to make your chill Friday nights suddenly all weird. Like, oh great, here's the awkward girl with whom I used to work with back at the office. Crap. I mean, I tried to keep it a secret. And, well, at least I did it for a short while. Like, how long was it? A couple of minutes. That, might just be a new record. But hey, long time no see. Look at you dressed up, all fancy. I feel like all I was used to seeing you wear back then was just, you know, business casual. Oh, that's very kind of you to say. It's really nice to see you again, too. I wasn't trying to avoid you, by the way. I just, you know, after you left for your current job, well, the life kind of got sucked out of the place, you know? Not literally, but it just got stifling and horribly boring again. You gave the workplace a sort of light that none of us took into account until it was gone, I suppose. But all in all, I was proud to see that you had moved up the ladder. I never got to say it, but I really was, and I still am. So, how's your current job going? Yeah? Oh, good. I'm so relieved to hear that you've got a much better boss now. Even a jellyfish would do a much better job than that old guy. Oh, yeah. You better believe that is still there. Same old, same old. But maybe age has mellowed him out a little bit. I can't really tell anymore, to be honest. sweet one moment and salty the next. And I don't think he has any plans to leave anytime soon. Have you ordered yet, by the way? No, that sounds really good. No, it's just a light drink and a tiny appetizer for me. Oh, I was, invited along by a couple of co-workers whom I'm not super close with, but I can't exactly say no. Though, they're over there living off their own social lives. I appreciate the invite. Yeah, of course. But I hope they don't, mind me lingering back here. They're over there. Can you see them? Right next to that bar, next to the plants. That's Kim on the left. Remember her? And next to her is Colt, a new guy from the HR department. Nice guy, really. Yeah, quite a lot of things have changed since you left. How long ago was that again? 4 months. God, it's felt so much longer, honestly. But, I digress. Well, to catch you up, we got some new standing decks, and they've remodeled the break room, which, if you remember the leaky faucet and weird stains, is long overdue. Thank God for that. Yep, gave it a nice fresh look. No need to be jealous. Also, after you transferred out, a lot of people actually followed. Not everyone we really knew. They were all from a variety of different sections. You could call yourself a trendsetter now. Of course you are. You're a very inspiring person who took initiative on a lot of things. I knew from the start that being confined to a tight office cubicle wouldn't fit you forever. You had to spread your wings and explore new things. It did ache a bit at first. I mean, you were my closest friend there, after all. I didn't have anyone else to trade the nightly gossip with anymore, or to make an extra almond butter and jelly sandwich for, or to pair up with for a budget reports. But I was happy enough with the knowledge that you were somewhere that, you know, really embraced your personality. Not somewhere that repressed it. A place that's more lively and chill, from what I hear. Oh look, there's our drinks. Which one did you order again? Wait. Ours kind of look the same. I don't know. Maybe they could be. I don't think it matters then. You know what? Come here. A toast to your job, which I know is 4 months late, but cut me a little bit of slack here. This was actually good. You want me to come work with you? Oh, I mean, I would love, really love to go. It's just, well, you've known me enough to understand how I function. I have to tender my resignation and Maybe during those 2 weeks, I'll be getting stares and dirty looks and maybe even cut pace. I don't want to go through that right now. And besides, the old boss is getting a little better. I can handle him for a year or two more. Yes, I do miss you. And... oh, please. Please don't give me that look. That alone could convince me to resign on the spot. Listen. You look really good tonight. Even behind that new haircut, which looks absolutely amazing on you, by the way. I still recognized you from the moment you came here and asked to sit next to me. I didn't want to say anything because, well, we kind of fell out of touch after you left the office, and that stung a little bit, I guess. Okay, maybe not just a little bit. I thought that you moved on or something, and if you had left everything behind to start a fresh chapter, I didn't want to be the one to intrude on that. No, trust me. You don't need to apologize whatsoever. Of course, I completely understand that it's hectic when you're getting your new workplace figured out. I didn't want to take anything personally, and I'm sure you didn't mean anything by it. But that didn't stop me from missing you like hell. See, I wasn't kidding about the chilly breezes that you get up here. You forgot your jacket? As per usual. Here, move yourself a little bit closer to the fireplace. My coat's kind of thin, but let's wrap that around your shoulders. Yep, just like that. I'm sorry? No, my face is flushed from the fire. Yours is too. Now, hush. You know, this is kind of like the time that our power went out that night back at the office. Remember? When it was the dead of winter, and like, everything was icy, and you could even see our breaths inside the building? That's how cold it was. And I remember you were freaking out because your computer had died in the middle of your spreadsheets. More than you were about the freezing cold. Exactly. I was buried inside of my coat, and you said that I looked like a little hermit crab, which, for the record, I take as a compliment. I know you missed that too, and believe me, I'd really, if I could, I'd go transfer with you in a heartbeat. But part of me is kind of freaked out at the thought, not entirely because of what it could mean for my current standing with my boss, but also because you've got your own circle of friends now, and a new opportunity to get to know some other coworkers. And girls, I'd only be intruding. Maybe it would be for the best of us too. Wow. You just did what I've been trying to say all these months. Words that I just, that I couldn't find, you know? But you, you just snatched them right out. I've not only liked being with you for the longest time, but I've also liked you for the longest time. I didn't want to say it for obvious reasons, but that was the fact that gnawed on my heart the hardest. But you have no idea how it feels to have you openly return the feeling. Your lips are so soft. Can we, do that again? Truth be told, you were always really tenacious in that sense. Not hesitant to take what you want. That's something I've loved about you forever. Yeah, we can stay here for a little bit. Here, lean down in my arms. It's already getting a little bit dark and chilly, but I don't know. Something about having you next to me makes me forget about it. We can think about our jobs and everything else later. But right now, all I know is that you're the warmest, sweetest being alive. That's how you've always been. I miss that.